Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to the Dr. Glovina Show. I'd like you to do me a huge favor. Could you please post, call, or text someone and invite them to join us on the Dr. Glovina Show? And I am Glovina Williams. Before we move on, I want to remind you that God knows the thoughts and the plans He has for your life. But the question remains, do you believe God? Because when we truly believe God, this belief requires action. In other words, I'm encouraging you to step out on faith. I want to remind you, this is a safe place where you can gain clarity to rebuild and possibly restructure your life and feel safe and happy while doing it. Okay, let's get started.
Well, good morning. Hello, good evening, wherever you are joining us across this wonderful, magnificent globe. I want to welcome you today. And again, I am Glovina Williams. You know, often we don't step out on faith because we have some doubt as to our purpose. We might lack clarity or precision. But if you'll just take a moment, and just ask yourself, what is my purpose? And I want you to go a little bit deeper. What am I called to do? You will be surprised at what will be revealed and how you'll actually discover some great things about the gifts and the talents that lie within you. You are indeed a compact individual. Everything you need, God has placed it within you. And sometimes it is simply a matter of doing what? Allowing those gifts to come forward, taking time to develop those gifts because they are there. You know, even though we may be miles apart, I read something today that said this, and it really touched my heart. It said, even though we may be side by side or miles apart, we'll always be connected by the heart. And that was a quote from this artist, and his name was Keith Millett. And it just really reminded me of our show and the time that we have together. I want to talk today about a guarantee. Yeah, how about that, a guarantee? It is really not very often that we get a lot of guarantees. But when we get a guarantee, it seems to give us like an assurance. You know what I'm saying? It gives us an assurance where you might say, I'm really interested in that because if it doesn't work out, then hey. In some respects, you say to yourself, I'll get my money back, right? And so what guarantees do we have today? What guarantees do we have today? Well, that's what we want to talk about today. Because, you know, a personal guarantee, by contrast, you know, it's often used to refer to a promise that's made by an individual which is supported by or assured through the word. Often it's spoken. Yeah, often it is the word of the individual who has spoken it. And in the same way, a guarantee produces a legal effect wherein one party affirms the promise of another by promising to themselves that if something happens, hey, I'm going to take care of it. So today, I want us to look at the world situation and what is guaranteed. There is indeed trouble all over the world. We know it. There are circumstances and situations. I'm not a person of doom and gloom, but I am a person that faces the things that are going on throughout the world. And as I was in meditation, one of the many things that came to my mind was the worrisome, the conditions of the world that tend to bother us. It may cause us some worry. Some of the conditions and situations in the world today, it may linger in your mind after you become aware of them. And I use the term worrisome conditions because I'm sure most of you will agree that we're living in some strange times. Yeah, I feel your thoughts even going various places or various situations that's taking place on the world stage. There's so many alarming things going on in the world in which we live. And with all the communication devices that are available to us, we know much more than we've ever known before. It is so easy to keep up with all the events going on around the globe. I'm going to add, unfortunately, at times, it seems, you know, there was an old Negro spiritual that used to say, or that does say, there's trouble all over the world. And we see these overwhelmingly conditions that can worry us. I don't even like to use the word, but I want to make a point here. And these conditions, that some of them are social, some are economic, political, and we do. We have political issues everywhere we turn. We have the climate change. We have cultural wars, nuclear warfare, racial inequality, violence, not only in our particular cities, but this is across the globe. We have drug addiction, poverty, the erosion of the home. You know, because the home should be a symbol of a positive foundation for our lives to build upon. We have often, we're having issues with our educational systems, problems between law enforcement and communities, even redefined relationships between the church and the state. Yes. And even if I must add this, failure of many of our churches to reach our young people. So determining even what we owe to Caesar, what do we owe to Caesar and what do we owe to God? That is in addition to the sweeping concerns that we have. And sometimes these concerns are far beyond the capacity of any individual citizen to resolve. So each of us, my beloveds, called upon to deal with the problems that are arising even in our personal lives. And we do. We have a responsibility to determine. The responsibility is this. Who are you? Why are you here? What value do you place on particular things? And what do you need to do as an individual in order to have what the saints of old used to say, a closer walk with God? Yeah, go on and take a deep breath. We're going to look at some strategies today. How do we have a closer walk with God? How do we embrace and rely upon and trust the guarantees that God has given us? You know, both in the world at large and even within our households of faith, one of the common problems that we face today is a lack of unity. I know. If I could hear your voices now, some of you are saying, that's right. Some of you are even nodding your head saying, I agree. And some are proclaiming, amen. A lack of unity our inability to act and speak with one accord. And I think many of you will agree we really need to find solutions to the problems which confound us in the world today. I mean, almost at every turn, but that is where much of the agreement ends. I'll repeat that. We all can agree that the problems which surround us, that's confounding the world today, we can all agree that we desperately need to find solutions. But often that is where the agreement comes to a halt, a stop. Everyone seems to have their own strategy for addressing these problems. You know, if we look into the Word of God, Isaiah said in chapter 53:6, he really, in this particular verse, he describes this human inability to stand together. It's a well-known verse, and it reads like this. It says, "All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to its own way. And the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all." What I just read strongly suggests that the discord and confusion which is reigning in the world today, it's not new. That's a fact. The discord, the confusion, it's not new, my beloved. In fact, one of the earliest examples that come to mind, remember the Tower of Babel that's spoken about in Genesis chapter 11? The thing about the Tower of Babel is that ironically, the people who attended to build this tower, they were unified. They were unified. They were together. They were willing to work together for one common cause. But the problem that the people had is that they were working together on a tower which they planned to use to assault heaven itself. Yeah, they planned to make a war on God. If you remember, the Lord deliberately, God, Yahweh, he deliberately scattered mankind across the earth and even confuse their languages. And he did it to prevent them from completing their project. Because the project was not a good project. It wasn't a godly project. And what this can tell us, my beloved, is that the only thing worse than disunity is unity for the wrong reason. You know, as I mentioned, we're living in a time where we have to get some personal guarantees. We need something sure and steady to hold on to. We need to know that the Lord is with us and that he promised never to leave us. These are not empty words. These are words of power. These are words of assurance. And today, I want you to know, even though there's so many things going on in the world in which we live in, some things are guaranteed. There's some sturdiness that you can anchor your life to. These people, as I mentioned at the Tower of Babel, God had to scatter them. He did. He had to give them various languages so that they could no longer communicate in order to complete that project. So this tells us, again, the only thing worse than disunity is unity for the wrong reason. When you unify with someone, make sure, ask questions, listen closely, paraphrase back. Remember, we talked about in another episode, the listener-speaker technique. Listen, ask questions. You don't want to get involved for the wrong purposes. You want to be involved in godly purposes. So while this prophet Isaiah begins the comment about the people of God acting like sheep, which go in different directions, in other words, not working together, it's important for us to pay attention to how he ends that verse. You know, this prophet Isaiah had been, in a sense, lamenting, you know. He's saying, hey, all like sheep have gone astray and turned everyone to its own way. This prophet, he concluded, he made the note, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. Prophet Isaiah is telling us what he's saying is that even though there is no unity of purpose among the sheep, there is unity of salvation through the Lord Jesus Christ. There is unity. And those of you in the household of faith, you understand there are no problems anywhere in this world which is too big for our God. Yes. And we also know that since the fall of Adam and Eve, God has allowed this world to run its course. I want to add another scripture. And you shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. That was Matthew 24 and 6. Hey, we're told, you're going to hear of wars. Nothing, this is a guarantee, you're going to hear of wars and rumors of wars, but see that you be not troubled. Yeah. As hard as it may seem sometimes, you can do it. Gird yourself up on the inside. Don't be troubled, for these things must come to pass. Come to pass. They must come so that they can pass. But the end is not yet. So in the meantime, my beloved, as children of God, look, both personally and let's look collectively for ways we can discern God's will in dealing with the realities that are around us and that surround us daily. You know, we do need strategies, things that we can deploy so that we can deal effectively with these problems in the world today. I want to give you one strategy here, and that strategy is call out to God. Call out to God. Although we sometimes come up with some encouraging, sometimes and even brilliant strategies to solve the issues and the circumstances that we and the world are confronted with, often we see little result for our efforts. I mean, in terms of positive and lasting change in the world around us. Do not give up. We may see things change a little bit for a little while, but then they often and usually go back to being as worrisome as they were before, or sometimes they even become worse. I'm just giving you some realities of where we are. And maybe you have experienced what I'm sharing with us today. Sometimes the best possible strategy that we can deploy in dealing with problems which really beset us is simply understanding our human inability to save ourselves. This is why we call out to God for help. I'm going to say it again. Calling out to God is a demonstration and will prove to be a demonstration of his personal guarantee to you. We're reminded even by the Apostle Paul. Paul says this, listen, he says, "For since by the first man came death, by the second man came also the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive." 1 Corinthians 15, verses 21 through 22. A guarantee, my beloved. A guarantee. In Christ, you shall be made alive. You'll come from these dead places in your life, things that have just simply almost fallen off the vine. You'll come alive. You'll recognize that you are alive in Christ and that you have been brought back into right standing with Yahweh, God Almighty. A guarantee. Yes. There are just some things that I want to remind you again, we can't do for ourselves. And there's a, you know, how about this expression, let go and let God? You know, some people really believe that by saying that as Christians, we're giving up. No, we're not giving up when we say let go and let God. We're standing on a foundation that is sure, the universal divine power of Yahweh. We're standing on a power that has maintained this universe through the principles of his mighty word. Yes, yes, let go and let God. You're not giving up when you say that. To the contrary, what we're actually saying and what it means is that we should allow, my God, listen to what I'm about to say. We are allowing the God that is in us. Yes, we're allowing the God that is in us to recognize and defer to that part of us, that creative force within us, because it is him alone who should have his way in our lives. I said a mouthful. And there's definitely nothing passive about submitting our will to the will of God. Kind of ignore what's, I'm going to pause here, ignore what's going on in the background. You know, I live in a community where today is the day they cut the grass. So, but let's stay focused, okay? Listen, Yahweh, because he alone should have his way in our lives. I'll say it again. God alone should have his way in our lives. We should submit our will to his will. There's definitely nothing passive about submitting our will to the will of God, because God wants us, hey, to be ready for battle. Even if the battle is mental, be ready for it. If the battle is physical, be ready. Emotional battles, be ready. We're not people, I'm not saying that we're people that just passively standing on the sidelines, because you are connecting with that divine spirit on the inside of you. We say that Christ is on the inside of us. Now activate it. Call upon that guarantee and use it. God is going to put us to work. You know, I'm working right now on an episode called Shift Work. Yeah, Shift Work. Because God is going to put us to work. He shows us, he showed us how to put our faith into action. Step out on faith. Even when we say, let go, let God. Hey, sometimes crying out to God in prayer and asking him to give us grace and salvation and strength and intuitive power is the most effective weapon of warfare we can use in facing some of the trials and dealing with the problems of today. God will give you a strategy individually and collectively. Yes. Seek the help of the Holy Spirit. in your daily life, seek the help of the Holy Spirit. In your daily life, I repeat, seek the help of the Holy Spirit. There are things that we cannot do alone. We need to dig deep and ask the Holy Spirit to help us. And he will. He will. Hey, sometimes we call it putting on the whole armor of God that we may be able to withstand in the evil day. Yes. You know, I'm going to read it to you quickly before we close. It's in Ephesians chapter 6, verses 11 through 13. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. A guarantee. You put on the armor of God, you'll be able to stand against the wickedness, the adversarial things that try to capture your imagination and tries to drain your strength. It goes on to say, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood. You're not wrestling against what you see, but you are actually dealing with principalities and powers and rulers of the darkness of this world and against spiritual wickedness in high places. The Apostle Paul closes with by saying, wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day. And having done all to stand, listen, stand. Hey, listen, I love you so much. I love spending this time with you. I hope you enjoy it as much as I do. I want to let you know that the guarantees, get in the Word of God, read your promises. They have superseded promises. They are guarantees. I want to shout out today. I want to say hello to the Morelands. God bless you for the great work you're doing. I want to say hello to the Pride family. Thank you for your support. Hello to my beautiful mother, Dolores, my aunts, Dean, Jewel, and Rosemary. I love you so much. Judy, hello. Thank you. You know what I'm talking about. Hey, I want to say a big shout out all the way to Venice, Italy, to the Pilati family. Congratulations, Delia. I love you. And I want to shout out to all the graduates. I'm so proud of these great steps that you're taking, this milestone. Congratulations. And now, hey, put your head up high. I always say it, shoulders back and step forward. Even if you feel a bit of resistance, I want you to still step forward and step out on faith. Can I say hello to my Uncle Michael today? Yes, and my Aunt Wileen. Misty, you're doing something really beautiful and fantastic. Sean, good morning, good evening, wherever you are listening to me. Marlon, I love you. Carolyn, Cheryl, a big kiss out to you. Steven, Nico, Jordan, Kayla, and Lauren. And Tandana, hey, I understand, Tandana, all the way in South Africa, you're starting school. I'm proud of you. Denise, I'm praying for you. Peter, Cynthia, I love you. And Cynthia on the island of Sardinia, mwah, big kiss to you. I want to say hello to all of you. Pastor Edwards, Apostle Edwards, I love you. And Clarence and Sweetie, and of course, the Six Kings. Yes. Hi, Terry. Hello, how are you? Sheila, I hope you're doing well today. Brian and Kevin and Robert and the Eagle, hello. Robin, hello. All of you, I love you. I'm calling out also to Isaiah in Atlanta, Stephanie, Tony, Chloe, Cameron in Nebraska, Margareta, Zara, hello. Courtney and Isaiah in Atlanta, I love you and those gorgeous boys. Hey, Reverend Rosemary, thanks for that powerful conversation. I want to shout out today also to Reverend Reed. I listened to your tape, and it is awesome. I want to say hi to Joy in Texas. Don't think if I didn't call your name, I love you. Jackie, hello. I want to say hi to Kathy. I love you, and guess what? You're on my prayer list. LaDonna, mwah, my auntie, mwah. Jewel, hello. I love you so much. Michiko, Eugene, Pastor Jane, love you. Dominique, oh, give the kids a big kiss for me. Maddie and the boys, I love you, and I look forward to seeing you soon. Oh, wow. This has been a wonderful time. I love being with you. You mean so much to me. And guess what? You are indeed the apple of God's eye. I want you to stay strong. Depend upon those guarantees. Read about them. Believe in them. And don't you ever, ever be afraid, because God is with you. A guarantee. He promised. I'll never leave you nor forsake you.
Thank you. And please join me the next time on the Dr. Glovina Show. You can connect with me on my social media platform. And until next time, love, peace, and prosperity.